Proclamation number 7781, dated the December 26, 1960. Jesus Christ's act of salvation. The return to me was guaranteed as a result of my act of salvation. One day all souls will be able to stay with me again. One day all beings which once had originated from me will be permeated by my love again, as it was in the beginning, for with my sacrificial death on the cross I established a bridge from the abyss to the pinnacle, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light and beatitude. My death on the cross paid for the extreme guilt which separated all beings from me when they followed my adversary into the abyss. Until my arrival on earth, an unbridgeable gulf existed between people and myself which they had caused themselves, but which they were no longer able to bridge by themselves, since they were too weak, since the burden of sin pushed them to the ground and my adversary, too, prevented their every attempt to bridge this gulf. And thus I built the bridge by descending to earth myself, and only then made amends for the immense guilt. By taking the burden of sin from people and shouldering it myself, I walked the path to the cross with it. What was impossible before has now become feasible, that people who are of good will shall follow me and take the path of the cross, that they only abide by me and never exclude me again, that they want to belong to those for whom I died on the cross, and that they then find complete forgiveness of their guilt, which enables their return to me again into the kingdom of light. I did not forsake people in their adversity, I came to help them. I took abode in a human being's shell and accomplished in this human being Jesus the act of salvation, for I wanted to start a path leading from the abyss to the pinnacle again. And my life on earth was a life of love until my death, for people lack love, and therefore I set an example to them, for only love is redeeming, because love is the law of eternal order, and because anyone who returns to me has to change his nature into love in order to unite with me again, since I'm love myself. And thus the kingdom of light and earth were bridged when I descended to earth myself. And you all have to cross this bridge in order to reach me again, who is unattainable to you because of your guilt. But my love is greater than your guilt, and my love sought a way out. It tried to re-establish the connection between you and me which was broken by you. And thus I found a way, my love itself made amends for the guilt and opened the path of return to me. By then a connection had been established from the kingdom of light to earth, because the soul of light had descended to earth in which I was able to embody myself. For this soul took on flesh, the human being Jesus was born, who then traveled the path on which all human beings can follow him, which enables you to enter the kingdom of light and concludes your return to me. My love built this bridge for you, for my love took abode in this shell and walked the path of the cross for you, that is, it compensated for the immense guilt of your apostasy from me, which had created the unbridgeable gulf between the kingdom of light and darkness. My love for you is infinite and wants to win you back again, my living creations. Yet my justice did not permit me to accept you again without the redemption of your guilt. And thus my love has also made amends for the guilt on your behalf. A human being made the sacrifice of atonement on your behalf, and I myself was within this human being. What was impossible before my crucifixion became achievable through the crucifixion, that you were allowed to approach me again, that you would be able to return to your true home again, into the kingdom of light, where you can be active again in light and strength and freedom as in the beginning. The path to me was open, you could leave your guilt behind under the cross, you could hand yourselves over to the love and mercy of Jesus, your Redeemer, and he would then open the gate beat it you'd for you, to the kingdom of light. But even this, your deliverance is a matter of your free will, otherwise every soul would instantly return to the kingdom of light. But in that case my goal to prepare you as my children would not be achieved. You have to take the path to the cross of your own free will. In free will you have to ask for forgiveness of sins, and in free will you have to desire your salvation and approach me in Jesus Christ. And it will be given to you. You will return to me and be joyfully received by your Father, who descended to earth himself in order to set you free. Amen.